You're listening to SBS News.
The number of regional visa holders in Australia has risen in the past year, with figures released this week revealing 3,500 more visas were granted over the past year. South Australia is the top destination for migrants, but Queensland has recently experienced the biggest year-on-year growth. The head of a Senate inquiry into regional migration is Liberal MP Julian Leeser.
In Australia, I mean, we are one of the world's great migration nations, but there's always obviously more that we can do to encourage people to go to regional communities and to stay there. And what we're trying to do is to look at places where it's been a success and learn from their success and see what of that success can be replicated across the country.
The chair of the Joint Standing Committee on Migration says many new arrivals do understand the job opportunities available. But Mr. Leeser says the inquiry needs to take a closer look at pending visa changes.
Well, what we're looking at is how you effectively get the people you need to the jobs that you need. One of the government's changes in relation to the visas that they announced was the working holiday maker visa to encourage more people to be in regional areas. So if you stay in a regional area, you can stay on the working holiday maker visa for an additional year. And many of those people on that visa work in regional Australia. So, we're trying to ensure that we're able to meet the workforce demands of those 60,000 jobs right across regional Australia.
In November, two new skilled regional provisional visas are being introduced, with one giving employers sponsorship options. From late 2022, permanent residence visas will become available for those who can show they have lived and worked in regional Australia under the provisional scheme. The federal government says the new visas won't affect people who have existing ones, and applications lodged before next month will be processed normally. While there are success stories, including Karen migrants finding a home in Nil in northwest Victoria.
I do really love living here. It's really nice and warm, and it just feels like home.
Others have voiced their concerns about regional migration to the inquiry. One anonymous submission argues regional areas don't have the economy or resources to handle population growth and suggested a ban on immigration altogether. The farm owner from regional New South Wales has urged the government to take action and shut down the immigration department. In its submission, Settlement Services International says some rural and regional economies often miss out on benefits because newcomers are more likely to move to capital cities. The General Manager of Service Delivery is Yemama Aga.
In our experience, a number of guiding principles are essential to supporting the successful regional settlement of newcomers, regardless of their visa stream. And some of these are the community involvement. While settling migrants into regional areas helps to sustain communities, it must be done with proper consideration of the needs and wants of both the regional community and the newcomers themselves.
She says a sense of belonging is important, but so are changes to complement migration system updates.
And this includes, a stronger place-based assessment of host communities, providing tailored employment support to newcomers, and enhancing the intergovernmental coordination.
The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia has told the inquiry migrants and refugees can contribute to the growth of a local region. But it adds, for migration in regional Australia to be successful, there needs to be a sustainable model, and while employment is critical, it can't be the only focus. A public hearing for the inquiry will be held in Canberra on Wednesday. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.